My pet peeves give me a lot of satisfaction. At least I think they do. Blowing off steam and griping seems to make me feel good, and it's one thing I can do that's easy, and I've become pretty good at it. Political signs that I hold to be against God's nature often set me off. Not only that, I found reading political opinions on social media easily amps up my disgust to atmospheric levels, providing good opportunities to hone my resentment skills. You should read social media sites yourself, and often, I suggest. I've noticed, though, that pet peeves don't make me endearing to a lot of people, unless I hide them. If I only gripe and blow off steam when I'm by myself, like when I'm driving alone in my car, people seem to like me better. That's one time I spout off quite a bit, alone and in the car. Bumper-to-bumper traffic provides a good opportunity, especially when the other lane moves up 5 or 6 car lengths ahead of mine. And especially when the guy behind me, you know, the one that's been on my tail for the last half mile, cuts into the other lane and leads that lane ahead by 10 or 12 car lengths. Ooh, good grief. I don't even want to think about that one. Oh, the two ordering lanes at McDonald's is always a good op to sharpen my resentment-building ability, too. Stamped second notice invoices that I've already paid like a day or two earlier always require an audible comment. I've said it before, and I probably will again, about how silly it is for a business or a convenience store that's installed their bathroom plastic toilet paper dispenser, you know, the one that you pull out from the bottom, when they install that below the handicap railing. Now, remember, this is the men's bathroom, and I'm guessing that 90% of the time men go in there, they're going to be standing up at the commode. This puts the toilet paper about 6 feet below a man's hand, forcing him to bend over and stand on his head to get sufficient toilet paper. And, of course, one hunk of toilet paper is never enough, and he must stand on his head at least 3 more times, especially if he's over 60. I'm getting riled up just thinking about this stuff. Why can't the dispensers be above the railing? You know, it's the same number of screws in the wall, right? Why nobody ever listens to me about this widespread problem is mind-boggling. Something needs to be done. Someone needs to right this wrong. Fortunately, my wife's idiosyncrasies never get on my nerves. She's quite literally perfect. I'm sure she'd say the same about me. The only other problem I've found about expressing my resentments is that they seem to feed off of each other. Once I'm fortunate to spot something that bugs me, I'm often able to find another one, and then another one. And for some reason, my whole day has been ruined by other people. Not me, of course. Some guy named Harry D. Cohen, a psychologist, encourages people to rid themselves of pet peeves and resentments. He's the author of Be the Sun, Not the Salt. He says, there's been some reason for justified annoyance, and we cop a holier-than-thou attitude. Pet peeves, he says, are often formed from a deep, innate sense of justice. He says holding on to pet peeves is almost guaranteed to be ineffective or unhelpful, and releasing your pet peeves allows you to do better in your own life. When Dr. Cohen uses a convenience store bathroom, he probably always sits. That's all I got to say about that. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.